Good morning, church. My name's Connor Fay. I'm a junior at Walker Valley High School. I like to play sports and just be outside in general. And this morning, I'll be speaking to y'all about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace.
Okay, so before I get started, I would just like to say the bulk of my message will be in Daniel chapter 3. So if you want to go ahead and start turning there, that'd be great. So good morning, guys. It is truly an honor and privilege to be speaking with y'all today. This morning, I will be sharing how the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace has encouraged my testimony and personal story. So I will begin reading at verse 17. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitudes toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up them and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing all their clothes, were thrown into the furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot, the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men were thrown into the furnace. So I'm going to pause from the story for a second. I would like y'all to place yourself in their shoes. Can you imagine the amount of fear and anxiety that must have been flowing through their body? Their lives were literally flashing before their eyes each step they took leading up into that furnace. But just wait, it gets good. So leading into verse 24, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men that we tied up and threw into the fire? They replied, certainly, your majesty. He said, look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out. So they came out of the fire. And the satraps, prefects, and governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor hair on their heads singed. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So I'd like to begin by just telling you a little background of my story. Growing up, I was your average church kid. Yes, I grew up knowing God, but I didn't have the relationship with Jesus that I needed. I wasn't all in. God, however, changed my life for the better when I least expected it. Unfortunately, it had to come with some hardships first. On January 9th, 2018, I suffered my 4th concussion that ended my entire sports career. And 1 month later, on February 2nd, I got the news that my grandmother had passed away. And because of these 2 things and some other stuff that had happened to me during that time, it felt like knockout punch after knockout punch after knockout punch coming after me, and I turned away from God. I started asking God all the wrong questions. I was just all in all in a really bad place. My transformation moment, however, came at DNow that same year. Leading up to DNow, I didn't want to go. I gave my parents every excuse and every reason not to go, but because of the grace and mercy of God, he made me go anyways. And on the very last day, during the very last song, I encountered my salvation moment. And in that moment, I lifted my hands towards heaven and I said, Jesus Christ, from this point on until the day I die, I surrender my life fully to you. And God, until I die, I am all in for you. And just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego experienced a miracle in their story, so did I. And my miracle is that when I encountered my salvation moment, I felt 2 hands, 10 individual fingers touch around my head. And the migraine I had had since my concussion fled like a stream of water out of my body. God had filled that hole that had been building in my heart. And I want y'all to know today that the only person who can do that in your life is our God, Lord Almighty. After DNow, I got baptized because as Christians, we believe that is the first step in obedience to God. And Matthew 3 verse 15 says, Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. So I not only got baptized to show my obedience to God, but also to fulfill my righteousness to him. And so after I got baptized, I joined small groups and a various different number of Bible studies to pursue God, just as God continuously pursues me and chases me down. So just as God guided Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through their life-threatening furnace, he also guided me through mine. Their furnace was hot and intimidating, but because of the actions they took and how they perceived themselves, they were led out of it better and stronger than ever. And they were also led people to know God. I would like to share with y'all today three truth points, and I'd highly encourage each and every one of y'all to write these 3 points down. And firstly, God guided Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and God also guided me. God was not behind them. He was not even beside them, but he was in front of them, leading them through hand in hand the situation they were in, and brought them out of that furnace better than ever. Next up, furnaces can feel different to everyone. Your furnace is unique to your situation. In this biblical story, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's furnace was hot, intimidating, and actually life-threatening. In my story, my furnace was overwhelming, scary, and quite frankly, had me super confused. Lastly, I want y'all to know the faith that you have in your bad times is 1, greatly rewarded, and 2, gives a good testimony. Because of the faith Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had in God, they were rewarded and brought out of that fire way better than ever before. And to go along with that, the faith that they had and how they perceived themselves and the actions they took leading into the furnace, throughout the furnace, and even after the furnace led King Nebuchadnezzar, the worst of the worst, to come to know God. So next up, I will give y'all 3 application points, and I'd highly encourage y'all to apply these points to your life. First up, trust that God is in control. Realize and believe that everything God has happening in your life, he has happening for a reason. And believe that whatever furnace is in your life, he has placed there for a reason. Next up, God will lead you through your furnace. God is walking your path. He has walked step in step the path that you are taking. And don't let the furnaces that are in your life take your eyes off God. And as you go throughout this week, I would challenge y'all to write down as they pop up, not in the beginning of the day, not even at the end of the day, but during the day as they pop up, what your furnaces are. And as you write those furnaces down, surrender them fully to God. And now lastly, I will end y'all on a big question. And that question is, how are you representing God in the good and the bad times? I like to use an analogy here. Is your life that strong lighthouse with the lightest bulb on top representing God, shining his light down on the ships lost at sea, bringing them into land? Or does your life represent that storm cloud up above that's dark and intimidating and that skews the light of the lighthouse, actually making the ships go farther out in the sea? Thank y'all for letting me speak today, and it's truly been an answered prayer.